Studio 360.
Our Guilty Pleasures feature is about the thing somebody loves that's unpopular or unfashionable or just completely unexpected. For our latest installment, we asked Hari to tell us about his movie obsession.
Untamed Heart began the process of brainwashing me into thinking that relationships were just about love. That, like, as long as you have love, there are no other complications. My name is Hari Kondabolu. I'm a stand-up comedian, and my guilty pleasure is the 1993 romantic film Untamed Heart.
Magic records and a baboon heart. You almost got me believing in it.
Untamed Heart is a romance film that stars Christian Slater.
I was wondering if you think about me half as much as I think about you.
And Marissa Tomei.
I don't want you to die. I love you.
With wonderful support work by Rosie Perez.
You mother effing lousy filthy pig. Your mother's a slut and your father's a hoe.
The first time I ever saw Untamed Heart, it was probably the end of junior high school or early high school. I think that was around the time I was like, oh, discovering girls. And it's like, Marissa Tomei, wow. And we used to get HBO for free for a week, you know, because they used to have those previews. And so I remember seeing it midway through and being amazed, like, I've never had these feelings before, and I feel sad, and at the same time, I want to feel that kind of feeling that they're having. I believe it's called love. And at some point, I remember going to a store and actually buying a VHS tape of Untamed Heart, which I think must have been strange to see, like, a teenage South Asian boy with a copy of Untamed Heart. Like, it's, I don't think people would have expected that, but maybe that Reddit forum hasn't been created yet. The opening scene of the film was Marissa Tomei runs into her home and she's about to go on a date, so she's changing out of her waitress clothes. And Suzanne Vega's song Tom's Diner, the remix version, was playing while she was changing. Very 90s. And Marissa Tomei runs down and goes into the car, and it's clear that the guy isn't as into her as she is into him.
You don't want to see me anymore?
No, I didn't say that. It's just, maybe we should just start seeing other people.
And it's kind of this constant that you see of things just not working out in her life. She works at a diner.
Thank you.
Then one night, Caroline's walking home, and two guys who had been bothering her at the diner had followed her and attempted to rape her. At which point, Christian Slater's character, who's the busboy named Adam, takes a 2x4 or 4x4. I really don't know the dimensions of the piece of wood, but then knocked them both unconscious. And takes her home. So then they start falling in love with each other.
I'm gonna fall in love with you. You don't have to love me back. I'm gonna give you my heart.
14-year-old me is like, oh my God! You can say that? And you can feel that? Like, this is new. It was very confusing because usually when you like think of puberty, you don't think of complex emotions. You know, you think of like, that girl's hot. And it wasn't that. It was like, this is really beautiful.
So, tell me what he's like.
He's an orphan.
Really?
He's a lot smarter than people think. He thinks he's got a baboon's heart.
Christian Slater claims that he has a baboon's heart.
It's just a story. One of those nuns at that orphanage told a scared little boy who didn't know why he was so scared. He's got some kind of heart problem.
And so he believed till adulthood that it was a baboon's heart. this becomes a bigger factor when the two guys that Adam beat up earlier to save Caroline come back and stab him, which sends him to the hospital. And because of the enlarged heart, he almost dies. And he refuses to get a heart transplant because he's worried that if he gets a new heart, he can't love Caroline the same.
Adam, the heart you have is diseased.
No one is taking away my heart.
You were just a kid. It was just a story. You're going to die someday if you don't do something about it.
This is my heart.
This is adorable. So anyways, he doesn't get the transplant, and you see like a montage of about a year of their life and how deeply they fall in love with each other, and then Adam dies, which I suppose in some ways is a spoiler, but you know what's going to happen.
I never knew life could be like that. But it was the one thing I followed through with in my life, the one thing I didn't give up on.
The film doesn't have a happy ending, but in some ways that's the important part. It's the fact that she loves him so much and that her crying at the end and her mourning shows how much she loved him. You get that sense, especially when she's by herself in his apartment holding his vinyl records, listening to the same Nat King Cole song that they play earlier, which is Nature Boy. And the thing is, if he hadn't died at the end, they might have still broken up, you know? You don't actually know that. Maybe, you know, he was bad with money. Maybe he doesn't want to have kids and she does, or vice versa. Maybe he's so awkward, her family can't handle it anymore, and she's like, all right. I mean, there's all sorts of things that happen. Life is complicated, but it totally began the process of brainwashing me into thinking this is how love worked. I mean, people ask you what your favorite film is, and it depended on if I wanted to be honest or not. And if I wanted to be honest, I would tell them Untamed Heart. If not, I think I probably said Newsies, and then I realized that wasn't a thing you could say either. It was hard to tell that to other guys. Like, yeah, my favorite movie is Untamed Heart. It's like, really? It's not Cliffhanger or Rocky or Jurassic Park? As a teenage boy, you're not supposed to have feelings like this. You're not supposed to want to fall in love, I think, and you're not supposed to appreciate two characters who are in love. Like, it's, we're not really taught that.
I've fallen.
Did you hurt yourself?
Oh, I wasn't finished. I've fallen so in love with you.
There's incredible chemistry between Marissa Tomei and Christian Slater. And I think Marissa Tomei really makes this film. And I'm not just saying this as the like 14-year-old boy that was in love with Marissa Tomei or the 34-year-old man who is still in love with Marissa Tomei. But I mean, this opened a door for me. Like after this, I saw Love Story 1970 with Ally McGraw, Ryan O'Neal.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
Bed of Roses.
Why are you so afraid to be happy? Don't you think that he's worth the risk?
Far and Away, not a good movie.
I pretend I love you.
I pretend I love you too.
Untamed Heart, this started the whole thing.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far.